keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys.
And welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I hate to cut that song off. I love Christmas music. But I do want to get out on the phone to Dr. Miles Schneider, who is author of Restoring Health to Healthcare, A Simple, Uncomplicated Plan. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Well, this morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.
And where am I talking with you from?
I'm from Northern Virginia and Reston, Virginia, a little about 20 miles west of Washington, D.C.
Very, very nice. I absolutely have to get this book, and it sounds like everybody does. If you can explain for us A Simple and Uncomplicated Plan when it comes to health care, I'm in.
Okay.
talk to me about the healthcare vote and where you think we are at this point, the good, the bad, and the great, or the ugly.
Well, the vote to repeal the mandate, well, it's probably the most unpopular part of the plan. I think it's got people are upset or concerned or anxious because no one really not sure what's going to happen. I think ultimately this has got to lead to at least a revision, if not a replacement, ultimately. One of the two eventually in 18, because there's going to be a certain number of people, obviously, who are not going to get insurance, though not necessarily, nobody's going to be kicked out, but there's going to be a certain amount of people voluntarily, mainly the young people, who are not going to want it, and they don't have to do it anymore, so there'll be less money to help the people who are either older or sicker. So the chances of premiums may go up a little bit. That's not for sure, but they were going up anyway. The other thing is there are about 7 million people who were just able to afford it, and if the premiums go up too much, they may not be able to afford it. But if the tax bill in general works the way it should, these people probably have enough money to afford it, and there's probably 9 million people on Medicaid who have a problem, but the government would handle the subsidies. I know initially the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, said that around 13 million people, fewer people may have lose their insurance within 10 years. But personally, I think within a year we're going to have a new health bill anyway. So I don't that's not a nice thing to think, but I don't think it's going to happen. Plus, they have said they're going to revise their figures because they not necessarily sure it's going to be as bad as that. My general feeling over the whole thing is, it's almost 60 years. It's been since 1960. Healthcare costs have gone up all the time, and we're trying to fix it or change it or stop it, and we've never been able to do it. And no matter whether it was before the Affordable Care Act with it, now we're not sure what to do after it. I think there's only one way, and that's why I wrote Restoring Health to Healthcare. And essentially, we have to deal with the cause of it. We never deal with the cause of it. We're always worrying about premiums, copays, deductibles, and affordable care for everybody, which are absolutely primary, very important concerns. But they're not the cause of the problem, and it's too much disease is the cause of the problem. And that's the bad news. The good news is we know that 70% of those diseases, at least, including heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, are avoidable by early detection and making some simple lifestyle choices. And unless we start concentrating on that and getting people to do it, I don't see how we're going to get healthcare costs under control.
And why do you think if targeting, as you said, disease is the problem, why do you think people aren't listening to what we need to do, and that sometimes some simple changes can have big effects?
Yeah, I don't know if they're not listening. I just don't. I have a couple of things. It's a great question because you think to yourself, there's enough. There should be enough information. First of all, I don't think people really understand how simple it is to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I also think people think, well, I'm only going to be here once. I might as well enjoy it myself. And listen, all this food's available at restaurants. I can get these huge proportions of many foods that are not necessarily unhealthy or not necessarily healthy for me. I'm going to do what I want to do, and the doctors, they'll fix me up. And if they can't fix me up, since they're really the best in the world in the United States, well, I guess there's nothing I can do about it. Sort of like give up responsibility. And I think in the advertisements, we advertise things on television and radio no disrespect to radio, right? well, good, you know, for things to eat and drink that are probably not good for us, a lot of it, but it's out there. And so I think that's the problem, and I think people relinquish the responsibility of health to doctors, because I think they think the body's so complex, there's nothing they can do without being going to school for many years. And I can understand that, but, you know, for example, someone has a 60-year-old person, has a heart attack. The person may be overweight, a little stressed, maybe had high blood pressure to start with. Whether they needed open-heart surgery or not, the first thing we do after that is we get them in cardiac rehab, exercise, talk to them about nutrition, talk to them about proper hydration. If all these things were done 30 years in advance, this never would have happened. But
exactly.
We first don't deal with it until the disaster strikes.
Well, exactly, and I think our population at this point thinks that there's a pill for everything. There's an easy fix for it, rather than backing it up to the basics of what we all know. I mean, we hear about diets all the time. When all you have to do is do it in moderate, we all know this. I have too many brownies from time to time, but those kinds of things can, if you don't ever have to go to the doctor or don't go very often, the concerns about insurance are limited.
Correct. And your point is well taken. I can go over study after study by really reputable national and international organizations that deal with health, and they'll tell you the three things they all say is if you just had a better diet, exercise regularly, and avoided tobacco, which is amazing to me because so many people still smoke, just those three things, 70% of diseases can be avoided. Plus, get in to a doctor if you think something's wrong early and they catch it early.
Sure.
That's amazing to me. That doesn't seem that complicated. That's why I meant it's not complicated. What I would recommend is that no matter how you're insured, whether it's private, employee, sponsored, Medicare, Medicaid, you have to go to a doctor. You have to go to a doctor to get a physical exam. And I would term the exam the wellness exam. You can never be penalized. You can never be kicked off an insurance company. Your rates never go up. It's the purpose of seeing how healthy you are.
You're
not that healthy, doctor gives you recommendations. By next year, if you do get healthy or do what the doctor says and you agree upon, you can get up to $5,000 as an incentive from the government.
We're up against a hard break, sir. Thank
you.
Our
message from Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. Do you believe truth and liberty are under assault in our country today? The Great Lakes Justice Center was founded to defend truth and protect liberty in today's turbulent times. Forces that have no concern for our nation, our Constitution, and our God-given inalienable rights are attacking our liberties every day. Go to GreatLakesJC.org now to find the resources you need regarding current cultural issues to equip yourself and defend truth and liberty today.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association.